The Cambodian government says it has sent troops to help a breakaway faction of the Khmer Rouge retake a village it lost to hardline members of the group. The fighting has caused hundreds of Cambodians to flee across the border into Thailand. Cambodia's defense ministers held talks today in Thailand with Yeng Sari, leader of the Khmer Rouge rebel faction. The Khmer Rouge were driven from power in Cambodia by a Vietnamese invasion in 1979. Up to 2 million Cambodians died during their reign. Now the Cambodian government appears willing to cooperate with former Khmer Rouge leaders it still despises. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad reports from the Thai-Cambodian border.
The dull but distinct thud of shells this morning barely caused anyone at this makeshift refugee camp to flinch. They knew they were safely inside Thailand, where even Khmer Rouge hardliners wouldn't be likely to aim their mortars. That's in sharp contrast to yesterday morning, when 40 minutes of heavy shelling and gunfire forced these 400 or so civilians and about 150 Khmer Rouge soldiers to flee their strategic border village of Chup Kho Khi. Most of them ended up here in a malarial and soggy patch of forest where olive-colored tarps and small campfires have made this place a temporary home. The attack appears to have come because last month, these civilians and soldiers shifted their allegiance from the hardline Khmer Rouge to a breakaway faction led by Yeng Sari. Colonel Vong Narit, who leads this group, explains why he made the jump. He said, "We don't want to fight anymore, and we want freedom. We joined Yeng Sari because he has the policy to stop the fighting." Colonel Vong may want to stop fighting eventually, but first, he says, he's plotting how to retake Chup Kho Khi, preferably with Cambodian government help. The fact that the Cambodian government is now trying to woo the breakaway Khmer Rouge could have serious consequences for the 3,000 or so hardline Khmer Rouge troops who are left.
It is the beginning of the end.
That's Yeng Sari, former brother-in-law of Khmer Rouge leader Pol Pot. Yeng Sari was also one of the most senior leaders during the Khmer Rouge's 75 to 79 rule. When invading Vietnamese troops drove them out and installed a sympathetic Cambodian government, it sentenced both Pol Pot and Yeng Sari in absentia to death for crimes of genocide. But now it is Yeng Sari who may cause the death of the Khmer Rouge. Last month, he announced that he was breaking away with between 1,000 and 2,000 troops and large swaths of prized territory. In a rare interview last week at his jungle headquarters of Phnom Malai near the Thai border, he told Australia's ABC radio that he's tired of fighting and wants to work out a deal with the government. He said, "If the talks between us and the government go well, that will mean the end of the Khmer Rouge. If we can't get what we want, then the Khmer Rouge will continue to exist, but as a fractured organization." What Yeng Sari wants is a complete amnesty and the right to form a political party in Cambodia. He also wants the right for his troops to be able to stay where they are, controlling the lucrative gem and timber-rich areas of northwestern Cambodia. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has already flatly ruled this out, but he does support a full royal amnesty for Yeng Sari. Surprising, since Hun Sen has spent most of his political career demonizing the Khmer Rouge in general, and Pol Pot and Yeng Sari in particular. But now, both sides see an opportunity for themselves, and both seem eager to ditch old grudges and grievances so they can grab it. I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Aranya Pratet, Thailand.